I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Hollywood Phonies, the podcast where the fake movies in real movies become real movies from fake movie makers. I'm Ben Vanel.
I'm Tommy Dasilo.
And I'm Adam Knox. Director John Landis has one of the most impressive CVs in Hollywood. The Blues Brothers, Trading Places, Coming to America, An American Werewolf Coming to London, just to name a few.
For the last 50-plus years, he's worked across multiple genres and mediums. Most of his films are stylistically and conceptually different from one another, with only one thing that links them. The appearance of a fake movie called See You Next Wednesday.
Initially, was it sort of a lark that became a thing?
No, it's a script. It's the title of a screenplay I wrote when I was 16 or 17.
Before you went to Yugoslavia?
Before I went to Yugoslavia, when I was a mailboy. And it's the title of a screenplay I wrote that will never get made, but whenever I steal from it, or use a gag, or take something from that script, I give it a credit.
You make sure that the title is mentioned.
It gets a credit, usually in a poster or something.
From a billboard in the Blues Brothers to a porno theater in An American Werewolf in London, See You Next Wednesday has been popping up in the Landis canon for half a century now. It's taken on many different forms and many different genres, and we're going to tie them all together into the one cohesive ultra movie in today's season finale of
Hollywood Phonies.
I'll meet you over at Craft. I want a bagel.
That's Hooey Valley, Hooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking panic.
Hey, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
See you next Tuesday, cunt.
Wow.
You know,
now we're
going
to have
means?
To click the explicit language thing when we upload this.
I'll click it every week, baby.
This has been a family-friendly show up until now.
No, it has not. I join you guys on Wednesday. I mean, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I'm busy, so I have to do Wednesday.
Right.
Tuesday's out for me.
Wednesday's not great for me, but I could shuffle some stuff around.
Okay. I had a lot on that day.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
We're actually recording this on a Wednesday.
Whoa.
That's pretty crazy. I could do a Thursday.
I just got chills.
It would still spell the same thing if you said see you next Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You just got that soft th, so it doesn't
see you next
you come.
Thursday. Yeah.
It's That's like a great. Shakespeare version of it.
So someone with a friend of his, desperate to make plans.
Yeah.
But only wanting to do them on a Tuesday or a Thursday so that he can say the see you next.
So you take the word C, right?
Yeah.
Spelt S-E-E, but then you shorten it to the letter C.
Okay.
Then U, same thing, Y-O-U, but shorten it to the letter U. The
yep.
C and the U represent the words C.
So far we're doing early 2000s internet speak.
Yep.
You got it. But this has existed for longer than that. And then next, you're just taking the first letter.
All of a sudden, we're changing the convention.
Yeah.
We've shifted to abbreviation.
Yeah.
Yep.
And again, same with Tuesday.
Yep.
When it spells out, you can secretly call someone that word.
Yep.
See you next Wednesday.
However,
it's a safer play on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is, right?
Yeah. It's like French Connection UK. They're having a little bit of a joke with a swear word.
Right, right.
So the great man, John Landis.
Johnny.
This isn't just a fake movie from a real movie. This is a fake movie across several real movies.
Mm.
And in fact, it's a fake movie / phrase across basically this director's entire oeuvre.
Mm.
And
he's come up with this little French Connection, little gag,
yep.
sometime around the 70s.
Yeah.
And he's thought, God damn, that is good stuff. And he's never gotten jack of it.
Yeah.
He's pissed himself for decades. And so that's the thing, is because so movie posters for a movie titled See You Next Wednesday show up again and again.
Yep.
And seemingly every time it shows up, or pretty much every time.
Almost every time.
It looks as though it's a pretty different movie.
Yes.
In each film in John Landis's CV,
yeah.
in the universe of that film.
CU.
Oh my God.
And do you think John Landis came up with the "See you in the NT" slogan for the Northern Territory?
He also came up with "Where the bloody hell are you?"
He loves to swear.
Prolific, yeah.
He's a naughty boy.
So, would you like to go through?
Yeah.
The different ways that "See you next Wednesday" is represented across
first.
the Landis verse.
Yes.
So, first appearance, the film
the MCU NT.
Oh.
I'm not going to be able to stop doing this. And especially since you've given me those fake reactions. I really enjoy them. And so I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to.
It's Pavlovian now. Yeah.
Pavlovian NT.
Oh, no.
Silence next time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
We got to teach him.
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Yeah, you just ignore me. Put me in the naughty corner. Anyway,
we need to buy a shock collar for Adam
yes,
for this podcast.
And just for his life. Could be helpful.
He's Wouldn't always running past me. The fence, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Schlock, 1973, poster that you see in the street. It's just a kind of, you can just see three cowboys. It's a very old school sort of Western style poster.
Right. Yeah.
So that's his first appearance of it. He's treating it as a Western.
Yep.
But also, in the same film, you see a poster for See You Next Wednesday, and there's little dinosaurs roaming around.
Right.
So he's already mixing it up within the same film.
Okay.
Two different representations.
He's clearly had this idea from the start that he's just going to make it a bunch of different fucking movies,
yep.
little in-joke.
Yep.
Okay.
Because there's a number of, I don't know if we'll end up doing this one in the future, there's a number of other, a lot of the time like a famous early project title like Blue Harvest for Star
yep.
Wars will show up on the now playing
right.
thing in mm-hmm. the background of a movie. So mm-hmm. this is like that, but with a fake one.
Blue yeah. Harvest would be a great one to do, but yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we should. Family yeah. Guy already did it. Sorry.
Okay, in Blues Brothers.
Yep.
It's a, and this is, you see it really prominently. It's a big billboard that the car smashes through.
Well, you only see it prominently for a bit then. Afterwards, mm. it's the most difficult one of all to see.
It's in pieces.
Yeah, if you walked in on the film right at the moment yeah. of impact, then yeah,
you'd never know about it.
You'd think it yeah. was some kind of like cryptic clue or something.
That's what they do in the clean version for Planes.
Right.
Is
right.
they have it already through the billboard so you don't get the kind of naughty pun that he's doing.
Yeah. Okay, so in that film, it's like a kind of, it's a King Kong sort of movie.
Mm.
It's big ape smashing up a city and a giant spider is on the other side of the city.
Right.
Friend or foe? We don't know.
All right.
From the context that we've gotten in the billboard.
Yeah.
Right.
Then, the next year, he makes An American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
Now, at this point, See You Next Wednesday is a pornographic movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's four naked people on the poster, and the film is described as a non-stop orgy.
And is this
right.
on a porno theater that this is being
You see it
advertised?
In a poster in a subway, and then you,
very...
and then he walks past a porno theater where
it's
playing,
on the,
and he
on the thing.
Yeah, and he like yeah, ducks okay. into to hide from someone to watch.
I wasn't
well, so
in,
he says.
Right,
I wasn't in New York in the 80s, but advertising pornos on the subway. That's a hell of a city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
damn. I'll get the D train, please. One ticket for the
now
D
keep
train,
going,
please.
Keep going. I want to play this scene out.
All right. Then I'll
go,
connect
sir.
To the C, then
here
to the
go.
U, then to the
no,
M, then to
no.
the D line.
In the film Coming Soon, it's only seen as a logo.
Wait, there's a film called Coming Soon.
How do you reckon they were promoting that back in the day? Once it's out, that's fine.
Coming
well,
soon out
no.
now. Oh my God. As I read through the poster, the movie came out.
Yep.
If it said Coming Soon out now,
yep.
Coming
yeah.
Soon could also be the title of the
movie.
Hey,
you think it's the new film Coming Soon?
Coming Soon? How are they going to release that in theaters?
Okay. All right.
Speaking of releases, you heard about Monica Lewinsky?
He's getting in like a decade early.
Yeah.
I
think she was just born. Hope nothing happens to her later in her career.
Clairvoyant Jay Leno would be like, that would be a horrible way to find out about the news from a guy being like, nah.
That's
headlines.
Good.
Headlines from 20 years from now.
Yeah, that's good.
You hear about this Hurricane Katrina? Oh. Named after my ex-wife. No, tell us more about it, Jay. Tell us something. Tell us how we can save people.
Yeah.
Nah, no. Not going to do it. Kevin Eubanks, everybody. Who is that?
Okay, so Coming Soon.
Coming Soon,
I've
all you see
of
it is it's just a logo, but it's written in kind of like the Ben Hur sort of style font.
Right, so the epic.
Some kind of like big epic.
Classical epic,
yep.
yes.
Then in Trading Places,
It's a poster in the background. It's kind of like a, it's an old kind of like a 50s style romance film.
Right.
It's a man and a woman sitting together on a cliff, kind of staring off into the distance. But this gives us a few more actual details, more concrete than anything we've seen in any of the previous examples of it.
Okay.
Because on the poster it says that it's directed by William Wyler and stars Laurence Olivier, Merle Oberon, and David Niven.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to need to tell me because... So I'm a 32-year-old man.
Yep.
And I'll admit this, I don't give a fucking shit about movies.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
No, I don't really know these. I've heard those names before, but I'm not hugely across who those people are. You know, I've seen Lawrence of Arabia.
Yep.
It was Laurence Olivier in that.
No, that was Peter O'Toole.
There you go. You see? That's the level
that's
I'm
the
working
level,
at.
Right.
Because okay. They're both named Larry.
Yeah. I know the name Laurence Olivier.
Yes.
But I don't know any of his work and all the rest of them. Yeah, much like today's Wordle, never heard of it in my life.
But so these are well-respected people, I think, right?
We can this go back to these a... once. I know right. a couple of these.
I okay. hope the yeah, day right. this drops, the Wordle of the day is like dog or something. And on this poster,
yes.
written in French, is the phrase, and I'm going to have a crack.
Okay.
L'une des ten meilleurs films du monde. That's written in French, which translates to one of the top 10 movies in the world.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let me just read that French. Okay, no, it says dog.
It says le dog.
You got it.
Yeah.
One of the top 10 movies. Okay, so big prestige romance movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the great romances.
Yeah. Gone with the Wind-esque, perhaps, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not, yeah.
Is it a French film?
Oh.
Or is this just a look sort of
maybe
a
it's this poster is in Canada where it has both French and English.
Well, the reviewer was French and it was the only good review they got, so they had to use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then in Into the Night, it's the poster is very out of focus, but again it's 50s style woman kind of reclining back holding a gun.
Ooh,
very
okay.
vague.
Okay.
Femme fatale.
Yeah, but noirish perhaps.
Mm. And then 1988, Coming to America, it's in a subway terminal. And in this, it looks like a sort of a Barbarella-style kind of space heroine kind of lady sort of vibe.
Like sexploitation movie, right?
And
it's a weird word to say. Don't enjoy saying it. Yeah.
And in this version of it, it's starring Dan Aykroyd, Sybil Danning, Jamie Lee Curtis, Mo Howard, and James Brown.
Okay.
So he's having a bit of fun with it by this point. Those are some previous Landis collaborators.
Right, sure.
They're getting a little look in.
James Brown?
He's in Blues Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the preacher at a gospel church. Very cool.
And then the movie The Stupids, 1996. It's seen on the back of a bus, and all you really see is an angry gorilla. So the gorilla's back.
Yes.
The gorilla's come
that
full
was
circle.
The one that I... there was definitely two of.
Now, that's all the... it's also... It's kind of... He's used it in films where it's like a character just says the phrase or whatever. But those are the on-screen poster appearances of See You Next Wednesday.
And we never see any footage of See You Next Wednesday.
Nope.
We never see anything... just these posters.
Just these posters. Yes.
And so what we're doing...
Mm.
These all sound like different genres, but the idea of this is we come up with the movie.
We are assuming, because they all take place in the world of the same director.
Yep.
We are assuming that they're all the one movie.
Yes.
That's so all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sort of has, I guess, tried to have something for everyone.
Right.
That they've decided, well, we've got to just market this in a dozen different ways.
And it's one of the top 10 movies, which is why I assume it's constantly in theaters from the 70s through to the mid-90s.
Right. It's like The Room.
Yeah.
Well.
we went for different...
Yeah.
I was going to say Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Or the Avengers, right? Ones that they chuck back in to get to the billion-dollar
mark.
And so to sum it up, the reason it got to be one of the top 10 films in the world is because this is a Western with dinosaurs in it where King Kong fights a giant spider in a porno that's a nonstop orgy. It's a classical epic in the style of Ben-Hur, and it's also a 50s romance with two lovers staring off a cliff and a prestigious director and actor combination. There's a femme fatale in this sexploitation Barbarella-style movie where King Kong once again comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also features Jamie Lee Curtis, James Brown, Dan Aykroyd,
Laurence Olivier.
Dennis, David Niven.
The Menace.
And then...
Oh, David Niven. That's who I was thinking of.
And then the middle guy, I didn't know who he was.
Okay.
Hell of a cast.
Hell of a
cast.
Some
of these we might have to... We don't have to worry about the casting of them. We can maybe just assume that they're, you know, little background. Up. Yeah, they're cameos.
We need to just, I guess, have at least six characters.
Yeah.
Is it six actors that were listed?
I think it was
maybe seven.
A little more, seven, yeah.
So the kind of... Let's find the commonalities. Because a Western and a kind of an epic and a romance...
Sure.
I feel like they can all kind of easily coexist together.
Yep.
King Kong already has dinosaurs in it. So we can say probably King Kong and the dinosaurs are... conjoined.
Also exist
they're
together.
They're Siamese twins. They're conjoined in the fact that they are... So the gorilla is the dinosaur.
Yep.
Just at the hip. I don't mean that. That's how the gorillas and the dinosaurs
Okay.
Broad strokes here.
Yeah.
Cowboys, Western, epic, cowboys in love, you know, that's the romance
Broke
is the
back
easiest.
Mountain, cowboys in love.
Non-stop orgy.
Okay.
Now that's going to be... The porno element, I think, is going to be...
It can't be a non-stop orgy, right?
Well...
We need stops.
I think there can be a... Yeah.
Or there's just... Maybe it's like in Seinfeld how there's like always a Superman in the background or whatever.
Right.
Maybe there's just always an orgy somewhere in the shot.
I think it's like... Okay. Yeah.
There's other stuff going on.
Or there's a scene that's a non-stop orgy. And they're just promoting using that.
Or I think maybe the non-stop orgy is just kind of happening in the margins. Like, we don't necessarily see it, but as they're fighting King Kong, they're just aware. It's like, can you believe these people are partaking in an orgy instead of trying to defend their city against this rampaging ape?
I do agree that the non-stop thing is like, even in the film Non-Stop, which was marketed as being non-stop action.
Yeah.
Right.
Liam Neeson's just fucking having a chat half the time. So we're all right to assume that there is an orgy at least. But
that's been said on the poster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marketing famously lies to us constantly.
Yeah.
So
maybe there's not any of this shit in the movie and we can do whatever we want.
So Western, the romance element, the epic. So it's like cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
They're the first line of defense. If cowboys taken on, you know, King Kong, the giant spider, the rampaging dinosaurs, the cowboys are the ones taking it on, and nothing's working, and then they have to get help from the space, the Barbarella-style figure who comes in and saves the day.
I have a slightly different pitch.
Yeah.
I think that we start the film in the Wild West.
Okay.
Okay, we get introduced to a bunch of characters... Maybe we can get... Oh, I think, Jamie Lee Curtis maybe could be the Barbarella. So maybe she could be at the end or, you know.
Yeah.
But I think we get maybe some of the older guys, the older cast from that we heard about, the Laurence Olivier's, the David Nivens. Maybe there's some old ranch hands. Maybe do we want Dan Aykroyd to be the lead?
Well, I'm not sure because... Well where are you going? Are you going to say that this is an epic that takes place over generations?
Not necessarily, but over a certain time period, I think...
I don't mind that, though.
We set up in the West, maybe we should, because, there are varying ages of these cast members. But we set up in the West, and then one of them is like, oh, I want more. I want to go on a big boat to the island where King Kong and the giant spider lives.
This ranch ain't enough for me. When I said I wanted to be a cowboy, I meant I wanted to kill King Kong.
Yeah.
Sorry, I misspoke.
Or maybe someone there is like, hey, we're going on a big adventure. We need someone to like take care of the horses. You know, we need transport. We're going to be horses on the ship. We're going on this expedition. And one of the guys is like, all right, I'll go. Because I think King Kong's, he's got to be off on an island, right?
In Western
That's
times.
That's where he lives. Yeah. Until he's brought to New York, maybe this is a sequel to King Kong, but he's dead at the end of that.
But when's he brought to New York? He's brought to New York in like the 30s or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sure. So that's after the cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, so here's...
How are the cowboys getting word of King Kong?
So like, the fact that...
before, the printing press.
The fact that all of their rumors spread.
That's true, but that's like... It's just one guy comes into town.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. A drifter comes in and they're
the honky-tonk stops playing.
Yeah.
I saw a big ape.
He has to go into every different building in this Western town. So he's telling the chemist and he's telling the doctor and he's telling the bar and he's telling the horseshoe maker. And as we see him going to every different building for whatever reason, he's telling them about King Kong and they all have a honky-tonk in them that stops playing.
Yeah. But also at this point in history, if you're in like Western times, wouldn't even just... the discovery of a regular-sized ape be enough to make you go, well, what the hell are you talking about?
No, Western times were like late 1800s.
But did they know about gorillas?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
I think there's a chance they maybe didn't.
I reckon there'd be podcasts pretty... about it.
I don't. From the 1800s?
What? This is a very specific about podcast topic.
Wax vinyl podcast?
About explorers and shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I assume that like the greater world knew about...
But that's still relying on an explorer...
Did Ranch Hand in California know about gorillas necessarily?
That's relying on an explorer having come through and already explained that to you, which if they hadn't had that experience, they'd be like... Yeah, it's like a giant ape. Whoa, 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 slow down. What's an ape? Oh, it's it's sort of, you know, it's a bit bigger than us.
We can have that scene.
Already giant and it's covered in hair. You're like, I don't even care.
You mean like Bigfoot? Wait, I don't know what that is yet.
What the hell's a foot? I'm a ranch hand. Well, we ain't gotten down there yet.
Well, we're creating this world. So, yeah, maybe coming into town, there's like a guy who's like a merchant sailor and he was on a ship that like... went past the island and he was like, I saw something.
Right. We didn't get off because we were having an orgy on the ship.
Right. Yeah. Right. I believe the ship is still sailing around and they're still having that orgy. They just, it's non-stop, they've said it's going to be, so then that gets that out of the way. Great.
So, okay. The way I'm seeing, because this has a whole bunch of, I think we're getting too in the weeds with whatever these cowboys are doing so far because I don't know what they're for. Or
okay.
They
hear about King Kong and they're impressed and then he goes off to find King Kong.
But why? But like, so I think overall though, the thought that I'm having with this is that because we've got all these different settings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like a Cloud Atlas type of thing where we've got the one overarching story, which is maybe King Kong's life or something.
Oh, perspective of the movie is from King Kong.
Possibly. And because he could live for longer because he's a giant ape with a giant lifespan.
I don't mind this because I think in fairness to the way that John Landis represents See You Next Wednesday, it is given the most screen time in the Blues Brothers in the King Kong version of it. It's right there on the screen. It's not in the background. It's not obscured. It has the titular Blues Brothers smash through it.
Yes.
So I think we're using that
they are
as
titular.
The baseline.
They're hot as hell.
John Belushi was a little titular, you know.
But I agree. Using the King Kong thing as the baseline because that is the most like the most prominent usage of the See You Next Wednesday in Atlantis film.
If what we're doing is sort of traveling through history over the course of this film, See You Next Wednesday.
Right.
Future tense.
That's a good point. I hadn't really considered that the title should be threaded through in some, have some kind of meaning to what we're talking about.
Yes. So like it could be
we see different Wednesdays throughout history in King Kong's life.
King Kong only shows up on Wednesdays.
It's always hump day. King Kong's always cheese. That's why he's always going on a big smashing fest.
Okay. You know what?
Because he's PO'd. It's the longest possible time before the weekend or since the weekend.
You know that fucking stupid riddle that's like a cowboy rides into town on Thursday and then he leaves on Wednesday. He only stayed for 2 days. How'd this happen? Oh, Wednesday's the name of his horse. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How was I meant to guess that?
Right.
Fuck off with your riddles, troll.
Okay.
We could have the horse be named Wednesday.
Right.
Just a little nod.
Okay.
Or King Kong could be called Wednesday.
Maybe we find that out at the end. They're like, why didn't you tell us your name was Wednesday? No one ever asked.
That would have changed everything.
Yeah, we thought you were the king. No, I'm just a guy. So I don't know. Yeah, that we don't have a story yet.
No.
King Kong...
Because it just... Yeah, we can't just say, well, it's about King Kong's life, because then we still need a story.
Exactly. And what are these people doing with King Kong? And then is it just different eras interacting with King Kong?
Mm.
Or is he in some way...
I think King Kong himself has an arc, but then we're seeing these little vignettes that are sort of standalone, but also contributing to the bigger arc of King Kong.
So that's what's King Kong's arc then? Is King Kong trying to do something over all this time that is like, I assume that King Kong is ultimately like trying to help humanity.
Okay.
Would be the thing where they're scared of him all these different times in the 50s romance and in the whatever, but maybe he's got this long-term project that he's working on.
Or he's like trying to warn humanity about something and they think he's the threat and they attack him
maybe,
at some point.
Maybe he's showing up. He just comes back every 40 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting ready for the next King Kong. And as we go through each of these... So like the cowboys are the first to see... Or I guess the dinosaurs are the first to see King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
The cowboys are like, we heard tell of the legends back in the day of a big gorilla.
Yeah.
He's noticed from the dawn of civilization, even before like the days of the week and the calendar really existed, he's noticed everyone's really bummed out on a Wednesday.
Okay.
It's like, why don't we just get rid of this day of the week? the four-day work week. You get into the weekend a little quicker.
So he's like a labor organizer.
So he's trying throughout centuries to just get up. So he's like, when he's going on his rampages, he's doing it on a Wednesday, hoping like, hey, you know, hotels don't have a 13th floor. It's like, well, this horrible thing happened on a Wednesday.
Right.
We got to get rid of Wednesday because otherwise every time that day of the week rolls around, it's going to remind people of this bad thing that happened.
Okay, so, and he's a party animal. He's a sesh gremlin. He loves the weekend.
Yeah.
Why not bring more of it in? And King Kong is like an ironic name for him because he's actually for the decentralization of power.
Yes. And he's
for workers' rights.
Yep.
So that it's like an ironic name, like how you call a redhead Bluey, and everyone laughs and laughs.
Exactly. Very funny stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I fucking love that, to be honest.
He's trying to abolish Wednesday, and then it's like he thinks he's done it, but guess what? See you next Wednesday.
There's always another Wednesday.
It can kind of mean that, or like if he does succeed, see you next Wednesday can be a phrase where you're like, well, that'll never happen.
Right. That's what he's aiming for.
Yes.
King Kong, the famous weekend warrior.
Yes.
Wanting us to...
Okay.
So does that mean
we do keep calling him King Kong?
Yeah,
but like,
exactly.
It's just a giant ape.
It's just a giant ape. King Kong's a different movie.
That's true. He could just be a big ape.
He could be like Mighty Joe Young.
I do like him being King Kong.
Because then we get to thread in a little bit where we kind of like lead up to. We sort of, you know, we heavily hint at the events of King Kong,
right?
And how that was kind of all kind of part of our bigger movie.
Okay.
That's
but we probably can't depict it, right?
We can't ever call him King Kong in our film.
No.
The great man Kong.
Right.
Or every time they go to do it, like, oh, look, it's King. Oh, sorry. Anyway,
they get hit by a bus.
Saying, yeah.
Did I interrupt you?
Hey, look, it's King.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, you.
Hey,
you
look,
know.
It's Kit 16 ton it's weight.
It's the Austin Powers hiding the dick, but with saying King Kong.
Yeah. So every time we're going to. Okay, but that means that our through line main character.
It's never named.
Has a name. Hey. We just can't say it.
Yeah.
Kill Bill. The first Kill Bill,
okay.
The lead character, she's her name is bleeped anytime anyone says it.
Yeah.
I guess we could just use that as a little crutch like Quentin did.
Yeah.
I know him. Quentin.
Q. I call him Q. And he sends me messages.
I just call him Quill.
I get messages from Q, some really deep state stuff.
Nice.
It's like the feet. The feet are where it's at.
Yeah.
Starting at the feet.
Follow the feet. It's
follow the feet. Yeah.
January 6th, I'm going to get more feet.
Okay, so we're ripping off the Quentin Tarantino, beep, the King Kong.
Yep.
And I think maybe like a Wachowski's Cloud Atlas sort of structure maybe, where we're coming back and forth between these different eras.
Do you think back and forth? Or I would like it to be linear.
I like linear, yeah.
Like 2001, right? You're going through the stages of
humanity.
Yeah, that
year just happened one day after the other.
Exactly.
At the very least, we plan it out linear here. And then maybe the editor sees something in the editing room.
We put every era on a card and we shuffle and throw them in the air and then the editor just has to do it like
Hang on.
Yeah.
So you guys think that in a film, the editor just has carte blanche to just fuck up the order of the movie
on
without consulting the director at all?
Yes. It's like a studio cut, except the editor does it.
It's the editor's cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't see the director's cut.
Yep.
What about the editor? They probably had some ideas.
The editor's cut just sloppy as hell, so they get to clock off earlier. Yeah.
Star wipes everywhere.
I was going to say, like, the theatrical cut probably is the editor's cut, right?
I guess so.
Because they've just edited
it. We don't know heaps about movies.
What about the Best Boys cut? Get them in to have a crack at, you know, what they'd like to put in.
Yeah.
The caterers... Who was the nicest to them when they were giving them their mac and cheese?
Yes.
They get more screen time. Lead actor, bit of a piece of shit. Yeah. Guess what? Barely in the movie anymore.
No more Laurence Olivier. Sorry. Okay. So.
If this is how we're breaking it up, the errors that
you're breaking up with me.
Who's going to get the kids? I don't want them. Okay. I'll just put that out there
right now.
I don't
want them either. Mm. Let's put them up for adoption.
All right. So, we've got dinosaurs.
Yes.
You would assume that they're probably the earliest era, right?
Yep. But you know what happens when you assume?
You make a cool guy out of everyone.
Exactly. So, let's do that.
You've got the giant spider, which could happen at any point. Possibly that's in the future. And it's a misdirect. It looks like an ancient spider, but it's actually been like blobbed up by science.
Yeah, or I think maybe that's where we allude to the events of the
Honey,
the
I
King
Blew
Kong.
Up the Kids. Great.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so giant spider I'll put in the future. I'm just trying to make us a little timeline here so that we can wrap our heads around what story, what journey Mr. Kong is going to go through. We've got the, I suppose, the classical epic Ben-Hur stuff would come next.
Like after Cowboy? No, after Dinosaurs.
Yeah. After Dinosaurs, because it's like earliest human civilization that we see in the movie. So I'll just write Ben-Hur.
That's around when the calendar's being invented. So is that when we see...
That's why he's going
That's
there.
When the idea of the Wednesday is really crystallizing.
Yeah, so maybe... But here's the thing. I've got a bit of an idea here. And tell me if I'm way off my rocker. But what if we stop doing this podcast and delete all the episodes? What if we... Because he goes to the future. We see Barbarella. He's in like the distant future.
Yep.
What if there's time travel?
What if
King Kong...
I was weirdly going to suggest when we were trying to think of a journey for him, his goal was to create a time machine.
Well, maybe it is because he sees all these awful Wednesdays, and you know how you see an angry gorilla at the in one of the posters.
Yeah.
So there's kind of two gorillas. By the time, but or like the him being in the future, he's got some reason now why Wednesday has to go. So he has to go back. And we create sort of a time loop deliberately and make it a bit, fuck with your head.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't hate it. But
it sounds like you're going to give a reason for why you don't like it.
Though. I am gonna issue, I think, a rule for this entire lifespan of this podcast.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know if I'll be able to remember this for 3 more weeks.
We can only ever do time travel once.
Oh, shit.
Otherwise, is that fair? Otherwise, the temptation is for us to be coming in here every week and going...
Oh, they just jump around in time.
No, we don't want to do this gangster movie anymore. They're just from the future and they're pretending. And they're going back in time.
Yeah.
You know what? You make a good point.
Yeah.
And I think...
Certainly, maybe only once per season, but I think there's going to be a lot of times where that just makes our job a little...
We already justified it as well.
I'm saying if we do
without
it...
Without time travel.
As in, like, he's a big ape who lives forever. He's going through the years in order. So.
We don't need a stupid idea like time travel. We've got an immortal ape who wants to get rid of Wednesday.
Yeah. Honestly, to me, immortal ape is more interesting than an ape that invents a time machine.
All right.
Yeah.
Delete the time machine idea.
How about this?
Fair enough. And I agree with that rule that we've got a time machine card that we can only... play once and then it's burned.
I reckon let's go down the non-time travel route, and then if we get really stuck,
sure,
maybe then we pull it out.
Yeah,
right. Well, but in terms of
Ben
just sat on a thumbtack.
He's been standing for the entire part. Mate, take
finally
a load off.
Decided to have a bit of a rest.
Maybe.
Bet you wish you could try and time travel. I wish I could time travel and do me fucking slurring over those words. Maybe what?
Sorry. Maybe beep Kong.
Yeah.
He lives...
Wait, so we say Kong, but we don't say King?
Yeah.
We might be talking about donkey.
Exactly. Could be anywhere. All
right. Or is it better to go King beep?
No, I think beep Kong.
Beep Kong. Yeah, okay.
He lives in an... Maybe on like a... I don't know. Some kind of thing where he can get frozen... for a certain amount of time, and then
Encino Kong,
Austin Powers,
awaken again, every now and then throughout history.
Right,
he's
not
immortal. He lives a long time, but most of the time he's frozen.
Right,
right.
It does explain why he. What was he doing in between the Ben-Hur day, like, you know, Jesus times the Western times?
We get to see a little. There's always like an interesting / funny little thing about how he gets frozen the next time.
Sure,
so it's not even the same like machine or anything like that. It's just like...
he's not living next to a glacier.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. In order of the things that we see on... I've not put the orgy as a certain moment in time.
Because it's non-stop.
Sure. I don't think it's
an
era.
Exists outside of time.
Okay.
So with that femme fatale spy, does she look olden days or modern? Could we have her be modern?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the, you know, it's the sort of, like, that kind of era.
No. The spy in the blurry photo that you said.
Let me see. I don't think I even, it's so blurry, but I do believe that it's a 50s style poster.
Right.
And, it's just it's just a woman. It's not like there's no real costume to her. Or
let's
like
say
that
poster is in that style, but that's a current day spy.
Sure.
Because we need a connection to the modern day.
Yep.
Because what we've got in order is dinosaurs, Ben-Hur, so like biblical times.
Yep.
Western,
yep.
50s romance, mm-hmm. spy, modern day, mm-hmm. future, Barbarella.
Great.
And then Giant Spider. Is it somewhere in there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could just be in a remote jungle.
Okay.
You know, or it could be an experiment, or it could be, yeah, whatever.
I like that so far then. If we've got Burp Kong,
yep.
is for some reason able to exist for the entirety of human history.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his goal on and off throughout
yep.
is to abolish Wednesdays.
Yes.
So,
yep.
and I guess, yeah, the Ben-Hur is when the calendar is invented.
Yeah.
So he goes there because he's like, I can stop it at the source. He fails right. for some reason.
You think, okay.
Well, I think it's more, it's like we see dinosaur times and we're going to have to communicate this wordlessly.
Yep.
Right.
Or maybe we just have cavemen in the mix who are just, you know, talking fluent modern days English.
Right.
But he's...
Or just like the dinosaur family from Dinosaurs, the sitcom is there. Or they're whatever. In there. I'm like, not the mama.
Don't hate that.
We could just.
I do.
It could just be subtitles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just the big roar, then it's like, hi,
yeah.
Frank.
Yeah. Oh. So it's like
tough day at the office. Huh? Always fewer velociraptors to eat. I mean, you were hard to eat.
Wait, Stegosaurus. Look over there. Is that Beep Kong?
Oh no.
Yeah.
But I guess he does. No, he's like just born. He's growing up in dinosaurs.
But, right. but we see him. Then, yes. even though no one knows, you know, what really time is or the calendar doesn't exist yet,
mm-hmm.
but he's just sort of sensing every now and then people are just a bit more glum.
There's a
so
rhythm.
It's like there's this is there's a rhythm yeah. to it. And so this is him early. He's sensing the Wednesday and what it is and the vibe around it and what it really entails.
And you know what? He's got a bad feeling about it for a while. He's in dinosaur land and every so often.
Yeah.
Maybe
every
7
days or so?
Every year, every time that there's been a repeat of the seasons,
yeah,
it's happened about 52 odd times.
Yeah.
He can count.
And he's marking them on the walls every time he notices that the vibe is down.
And he wishes that
he can write. And he understands numbers.
And he wishes, oh yeah, and by the way, primates haven't evolved yet, but he's King Kong and he's back in dinosaur times.
Yeah.
So there's no time travel, but he just exists.
Yeah.
And
he's special.
Yeah. He's getting this feeling that like that's not what, he doesn't love it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Well, let me finish this suggestion.
Talk yours through.
What if he's getting that feeling and then he wishes, I wish I could get rid of this thing that's happening every like 7 times the sun goes up and down.
Yeah. Yep.
And his own paw curls. Ooh. And then a meteor hits the earth.
Okay.
Right.
End of film.
So wait, he's got a magic
he's
monkey
got a magic
paw.
Yeah.
So
and
he's
able to wish
up
on
if
himself.
If his fingers curl, whatever he's thinking at the time will come true. Delete this idea.
Yeah,
okay.
Never mind.
Right. My idea was going to be...
That's won me over on time travel, that idea.
Anything but that idea.
Anything but the magic monkey paw that
you're
you can use yourself.
Yeah. You just have to go...
But he can't pick up a cup because then his wish will come true, but with disastrous consequences.
Right.
We start with him being...
I love it so far.
We start with his parents.
Okay.
Beep Kong and Beep Kong.
Sure.
Some might argue...
She took his name.
Yes.
Some might argue that it's going back too far to start a film during the dinosaurs. We're like, no, let's go a little bit further back than that.
Yeah, see Kevin Kong and Karen Kong.
Yeah.
So, they have a kid.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Beep Kong is brought into the world. They're living their lives. And then on a certain day of the week, they're out hanging out. A big T-Rex comes, fights the parents, kills them.
Yeah.
And now Beep Kong is always like, this day of the week, I will always remember.
Right.
And hate because my parents were killed on it.
I the thing I don't like about that I also didn't like about the meteor thing when I said it, is that it's him taking revenge on Wednesday.
Right.
Rather than him being a benevolent monkey who wants to eliminate Wednesday for
think
the
he
good
just,
of
yeah.
humanity,
right.
which is your idea.
He's the
right,
chosen one.
Day.
I think he's the chosen one, which also explains the certain magic element to... He's like, people needed Neo to save them from the Matrix.
Right.
This is him.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? He's the only one that can free people from this.
Okay. So he just senses it. He knows Wednesdays are bad from the beginning of time.
We just see him noticing cavemen a bit down, a bit grumpy.
Fred Flintstone.
It's shitty.
On the way home from work being... Or on the way to work
but,
on a Wednesday, right?
But, okay. So then what he does is, I've got it. So he's,
well,
so he's
this, we've been this one. It is truly an epic.
Yeah,
because
we
do not know how to even start it yet. But
I think it's a hell of a challenge.
Yeah.
Here's
why
what
would
I
you
think.
Want to get rid of is this hump day, but why? Yeah.
So he's noticing this rhythm.
Yeah.
Right? And he's
it's a non-stop orgy.
Yeah.
Hump day.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
We'll work
he's,
it in.
He's noticing this this rhythm and that this like kind of pattern, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And he started to try and make sense of it. He started kind of jotting down how often it happens.
So he's like one, two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
And jotting it down by using a tree trunk on a cave wall or whatever.
Right.
Yes.
In doing so,
yes,
he's invented the calendar.
Oh.
He's kind of like etching out a calendar
on
his on his like little wall of his cave where he lives, and then he's like extrapolating it out further. He's like, well, what if there was like every day there was like a little Garfield comic strip, and then we see him drawing them. That's a flight of fancy. But,
brought something up that I've been thinking this whole time. I was going to bring up at the very end.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
But I would like at the end of this movie, whenever we get to it, I love the idea that you're going
in
with
4 hours time at this rate. But yes.
Yeah. So I love this idea that he has accidentally invented Wednesday.
Yeah.
In the Ben-Hur times, they find
this. So he's marking it all down, right? We see him, he's accidentally invented the calendar.
He's drawing squares around blocks of 30-ish days.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Then then there's a bit of commotion.
Yes.
Goes outside. Fucking asteroid heading towards Earth.
Sure.
Right? And then he goes and he looks on his little calendar. Wouldn't you know it? Guess what day of the week it is?
Yeah. Of course it bloody is.
Of course it's happening on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So
far away.
Somehow, we got to figure this out, but he freezes himself. He makes it. He
falls into a tar pit.
Falls into
something
a tar
like
pit.
Yeah.
Then when we cut to the Ben-Hur times, we see them discovering this cave.
Yes.
With the calendar written on the wall.
Yes.
And
I love
that's
that.
Where they got the idea.
Yes.
He's created his own thing. And then
he
comes out of the tar pit in Western times. And he discovers this mistake.
He misses Ben-Hur.
He's not around for Christ. He would have had a word with Christ. They would have figured it out. But
so
he's asleep.
If he's there at the inception of the calendar, he'd be able to put a finger up and go, hey, make a wish, because this is a magic paw.
Yeah. So I'm loving this.
He'd be able to go, hey, stop the calendar, because I invented it by mistake. It was a
Wednesday's
bad idea.
It's a bad omen. The asteroid hit on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's because he started acknowledging Wednesdays.
Yes.
So you've just got to ignore Wednesdays.
Right.
If
people
knew,
like 13th floor, as we said before, if you ignore it, if you, structure your week around that Wednesday, leave it clear.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we've just ran right through.
They've ignored it.
Yeah.
And I love that. So we're basically barely seeing Ben-Hur era, which then makes it very funny that they've bothered to promote this film using a poster in that style.
I imagine this film is like 9 hours long.
Yeah.
So
right.
Maybe we have just like a long council meeting of them coming up with the calendar, and there's some infighting.
Yeah,
and
you
get into all the fucking bullshit with this like ancient court.
Yep.
Do you remember back in the day when you'd be at a video store and there'd be a movie that was across two VHS tapes
and it'd be
in one of those huge cases and you'd just see it. I never rented one, but you'd look at it and you'd go, I bet that is a boring fucking movie. I bet it sucks.
Yeah,
we're talking three VHS Darth Vader head Star Wars tape.
Yeah.
Cardboard box set.
This is going to go down as like an all-time like art film. It's 5 to 6 hours long. It's only shown at film festivals.
It's only shown in universities where they're studying it.
Yeah.
It's actually a 14-hour cut if you don't remove all the sex scenes.
right.
Because that's also happening back when they're inventing the calendar.
Of course.
They're like, well, let's take a break and all fuck.
And that's why it's also Caligula.
I thought you were going to say, let's take a break from fucking. To do the calendar. Yeah.
That's why it pops up in so many John Landis films across the decade is because the screening of it that they're alluding to in the 1973 film, that's still going.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's still going 20 years later in The Stupids when it's on the back of the bus.
Yeah. Okay.
The thing I wanted to bring up before.
Right.
So
the end of the film.
The post-credits scene.
Oh my god.
Okay.
And this is
this depends on certain things happening in the film.
This sets up the next chapter in our 14-hour movie.
King Kong's been trying to delete Wednesday this whole movie. Maybe he's successful, maybe he's not. We don't know yet.
I'm not
we haven't come up with that.
Yep.
But you've sat through the credits because you've fallen asleep at hour 15 of this
right.
movie.
Yeah.
And then you're woken up by a loud noise, which is a door opening into King Kong's home.
Okay.
The alarm's going off. King Kong's like, who's here? He walks up and he sees an orange and black cat staring out the window. Garfield turns to him and says, Beep Kong. I'm here to talk to you about the Monday Initiative.
Yes.
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 We could set up a character for every weekday.
Yeah.
Is what
yes.
I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
But let's, do it MCU style. We start with the one. We start with King Kong, and then we get...
I love this being our long-term project where we've now got to try and find a pop culture character who hates every day of the week.
Okay.
We've got to find one for...
We've got Monday, we've got Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Well, King Kong famously hates Wednesdays.
Yeah. we've drawn that from pop culture.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Love the ending. Love the post-credits
that you're watching whether you want to or not, because you've gotten deep vein thrombosis from being in the cinema.
So...
They could play this on flights and it's like... Just the entire Melbourne to London leg.
Yes.
So
you've taken in. See you next Wednesday.
Of our eras, we've got two, dinosaurs. Right? King Kong accidentally invents the calendar. He sees the rhythm and he brings disaster upon the world.
Yep.
He doesn't want that to repeat, but as the meteor hits, he is stuck in some fucking shit and he goes to sleep.
Surely he falls into a tar pit or like a... Maybe a deep cave.
Because he's in a cave writing this stuff, so maybe he falls into the center of the earth or whatever.
I've got an idea for how he can be found during Western time.
Great. Well, because that's where we're up to. Because we go through just humans, they come up, and we've got like one of those fast motion shots like that Fatboy Slim video where, you know, trees are growing and buildings come up and all that.
They put up
some of those old stone pillars.
Orgy's still kicking.
And we're seeing them fucking fast motion. It looks really funny.
Right here. Yeah. Right now. Yeah.
So, and we go through the intrigue of the ancient court inventing the calendar.
So there's got to be a couple of naysayers, right? Like maybe like an old witch character who's like, no, the middle times, day of the week. Yeah, and they don't listen to her.
They burn her alive.
Yeah, exactly.
She's forbidden from the orgy.
Yeah.
You buzzkill.
And then...
So maybe the cave where they discover the calendar is called like... the Cave of Gregor or something, and that's why it's called the Gregorian calendar.
Sure.
We try and work in something like that.
Greg finds it.
Or Ian.
Greg and Ian.
They're fighting over it. They both
maybe
think
that's the intrigue in the court.
Yeah. And they're like, we don't want
to... I got a question. Cunt, your name's Ian.
Yeah.
Well, when are you from?
Shut up, Greg.
We don't want to take sides. This is too difficult to work out who actually found it first. It's Greg or Ian.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yep. That's the
Gregorian calendar.
Perfect. So... It's maybe late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually taking place on the North America,
right?
Okay, so
the King Kong was originally in North America. A lot of dinosaurs are in North America,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. The T-Rex and shit. So that makes sense.
Whatever this, maybe they were Native Americans. This ancient civilization.
Yeah, I forgot about that bit. The cave moves.
Yeah, cave moves.
Tectonic cave. Plates and shit.
Yeah, big
whatever.
Cave.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys out in Texas.
Right.
They're looking for a certain thing called oil and gold and shit.
Great.
So they're digging. They do a big, sink a big oil derrick.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. That's not oil we hit at the bottom.
So here's what happens. The derrick goes in and they start drilling. And then they're like, it's going further down. Something's tugging on it.
Yes.
Something's pulling on this fucking... big drill.
Yeah, right. We get a bird's eye view shot of it collapsing in. A bunch of guys fall over the edge. Fire, explosions.
Yeehaw!
You know, it's all Western.
Yeah, it's like a man riding the nuclear bomb down, but he's riding it down into the oil pit. And then out of the pit climbs a certain...
Beep
Kong.
Yep. And he gets
back
to the top, and because we're like in a sort of oil man 1800s thing, he gets up, he's like, I'm an ape, man!
Yes! Yep.
I drink your... gorilla juice. I don't know what what's that?
Gorilla
yoga.
Juice.
Coconuts.
Yoga.
I eat your yoga. So,
I'll get back to you, Barry.
He comes up and he, like, King Kong, he's angry because he's just woken up, but King Kong ultimately benevolent.
But maybe he's so disoriented, then he goes on a bit of a spree. Is this when that happens?
And he's kind of like, oh, what year is it? I hope it isn't any year that they haven't stuck with this calendar thing, but he goes into town somehow.
Well, and he sees his thing that he like was scribbling on the wall.
Yeah.
And they've now got little kind of like written, you know, they've formalized it.
He sees some paper calendars, right?
Yes. Yeah.
With, you know, the hottest cowboys of the day pasted on the front or however they used to make calendars.
Yeah, and he's like...
He's horrified.
I don't know if they used cowboys. I reckon they might have used ladies.
In the middle of a non-stop orgy. We've got to keep returning to that.
We've got to keep seeing bits of the orgy. But he's seeing like someone's calendar and they've written like work, frowny face. And he's like, oh no, Wednesdays live on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He strolls past like an old Old West whorehouse, I believe they called them at the time.
Yeah, and I guess he's just got like a hat and a coat on, so no one's looking at him.
Yeah, definitely.
He's giant, but he's like...
He's beaten up all the oil guys and he's taken someone's coat and hat.
Yeah, or he's taken like a bunch of them and stitched them together to make a Beep Kong-sized hat.
Yeah. Beep Kong.
Beep Kong.
And so he walks in, to the saloon.
You know what? We've only just started releasing these as we're doing this. God, I hope we start getting fan art. I was thinking that this morning.
Yes. Oh, yes.
A few little drawings of Beep Kong in a little trench coat and bowler hat would make me so happy.
So he's found out that Wednesdays exist.
Yes.
And that it's been formalized, like you said, and that these people are following this evil way of thinking of the week.
It's a warning. They don't understand it. The whole thing was a warning.
They think he's just an ape freaking out, but he's trying to warn them, but he speaks dinosaur. Right. He hasn't learned English.
Right.
He's in Texas in the 1800s. This is the first time he's ever heard it.
Yep. Right.
So they're all shooting at him.
And I mean, can we really call it what the Texans speak English?
I would.
I'd call it American English.
So
he's like, where you took all the U's out of the words. He's confused.
Humor. Humor. He keeps yelling that again and again.
Yeah.
But so he is fighting with them. There's a big action scene.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, get out of here. And that means he has to retreat into the wilderness.
They've seen through his disguise?
Yeah. Someone rumbles him.
Okay.
They're wait a minute. If you're a regular big, huge guy with lots of hair and a hat, though, which makes you look like a person, why don't you tell me you ain't no monkey?
Yeah. And then
something like that.
And then
a riddle.
He can't figure out how to respond. And then he's like, hat falls off and they see that he's a monkey.
Yeah.
He's a big old
ape. I
like
the idea that he keeps the disguise on somehow for the entire rest of human history.
Yeah.
He's always frozen in the trench coat.
But he'd look out of place dressed as a cowboy in the 50s.
Yeah.
True.
That's the only reason to do it.
Yeah. Maybe he can get a new disguise.
But if they fight him off, and he's like, oh, I'm not able to deal with this yet. He goes and he hides out in the woods.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Until the 50s.
I guess he doesn't have to get frozen in this meantime, does he?
Because we go 50s to modern day to future is the rest of this.
Maybe,
he only goes through the one freeze.
He runs off. We see him, like, go into the woods. It's very cool looking stuff, you know. But, maybe we, like, go... We see the pages of a calendar turned 1953 or whatever. We zoom in on a cabin in the woods and we find Beep Kong, and he's sort of been like working away for a while. Maybe he's got a better looking clothes. You know, he's tried to assimilate a bit.
This cabin is 78 feet
high.
It's
massive.
As well. It's the biggest structure in the world at the time.
Yeah.
It sticks out over the tree line.
Of course it does. Yes.
Yeah. It's so huge.
But he's like stuck branches to the outside, so people just think it's a big tree.
Yeah.
Planes keep flying into it. It's really well disguised, but it's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. But he's been trying to figure out how to convince humanity, you know, he's been coming up with a plan, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he lives a long time, so time is like sort of slower for him.
Yes.
Right.
And he's been freaked out and he's taken a while to wake up from this reanimation process that he's gone through with the oil derrick.
Yeah.
So like he's out there working in the woods thinking like, I can't believe they solidified Wednesdays. And he's got calendars from every year. They're all up all over the cabin because he's studying every year. How do I get rid of Wednesday?
So he's got like a Dilbert one and like a Futurama one and then an Aunt Getty's one.
Yeah. He's got a little word of the day one. Maybe he's been learning to speak.
That's how he's learned to speak.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except he doesn't know any of the words that were printed on a Wednesday. So he's got some gaps in his vocabulary still.
Because he tries to hibernate. He tries to just not do anything that day.
He can't. The best thing traumatic. To do, nothing.
Yeah.
That's something bad could happen.
That's the rule.
Yeah,
but I guess it's 50, so it's like Betty Boop calendar, Popeye calendar, that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
I guess we can see a little montage through the calendars.
Yeah.
To get, yeah.
Mm. Exactly.
That's right? Yeah. With different sort of, yeah, pop cultural icons.
Yep.
Until we get to the 50s, and somehow there's a big romance.
Okay. Well, then at this point, I think we've seen a lot of Beep Kong and his kind of journey. I think now we cut away, right? And we just focus on this romance and we sort of see that develop.
Yep.
And so then King Kong kind of comes. I don't think he has to, you know, we see this play out and then he kind of comes along.
He intersects later their in the story piece. Naturally, I like that. Maybe, yeah.
Because we find out later that King Kong's, Beep Kong has put himself as a, like a shut-in. He's like, I got so freaked out by the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
I am so...
He invented the term Wild West because it made him wild.
But that's why it happened.
Yeah.
It was the Placid West before he
exactly,
came along.
Exactly, yeah.
He's not interacted with humanity for years other than going to the calendar shop every year.
He's got a radio, you know, like...
He's keeping up to date. He knew about World War II, but he didn't help.
The only time he leaves the cabin is to go down to Granny May's on December 29 every year and get himself a new calendar.
Grab them all. Well, he goes there on January 4th because he's like,
discount.
I can save a bit of money that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm having to turn leaves into money, so it's difficult for me. But so, we go through all those calendars until the modern one. We see King Kong looking sad on his thing. Zoom in on the most recent calendar. Zoom back out and we're in the house of one of the characters in this romance.
Yeah, okay. We haven't talked about the cast yet.
I guess not. Laurence Olivier's Beep Kong.
Okay, great.
Nice.
Nice regal presence,
He's done the motion capture.
Yeah, he's the Andy Serkis of the film.
Yeah.
At this stage...
Where is this movie from?
Well, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Right. I guess he's just in a suit for
They had a go at motion capture in, like, the 70s when they made this, and it just looked awful.
Maybe this movie was, like, in development hell for years as well, so maybe it's been, there's footage from across the years.
It's all stitched together,
Okay, so... 50s. Okay, this romance. So...
Oh, maybe the film is getting made now in 2022.
Right.
But we have footage of Laurence Olivier in the suit doing the monkey stuff.
Right.
So we can animate over the top of it. We've just taken all of these bits and pieces from the development since the 70s.
Yeah, like how Oliver Reed died while they were making Gladiator.
Exactly.
They stitched some stuff together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oliver Reed's in this movie too.
Okay.
Sure. But he would have been in the Ben-Hur part.
Yeah.
So we have the... Okay, so the romance.
Yes.
So what if this couple, great romance, they meet on a Wednesday. Wednesday is their favorite day of the
doomed.
Week.
Doomed. Yeah.
Well, so then...
Oh, it's like a Romeo and Juliet tragic romance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then, meanwhile, King Kong's been biding his time.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Beep Kong,
thank you.
Has been biding his time, waiting for his next attempt to try and get humanity to wipe Wednesday off the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then he, you know, we see this romance, and then Beep Kong reemerges.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Well, Wednesday's our special day. We've got skin in the game."
Wait, so they're against Beep Kong?
Yeah.
I don't know, because why would he then come back out there? I was thinking that maybe this couple. Wednesday's a special day. We see this whirlwind romance. We watched it for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then one of them dies because they met on a Wednesday. They were doomed.
Right.
The husband dies.
Oh, and it gives the wife the reason to...
Fuck Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Does anyone agree with me? And she hears tell of this rumor of a giant ape who lives in an enormous cabin in the woods.
This big hairy man who lives in a giant cabin out
she
of the woods.
She tears up her calendar because she's like, fuck, I'm having an awful day. My husband's dead.
Fuck this.
Fuck this shit,
fuck
dude.
Fuck this shit.
I'm like, fucking up guts with this shit.
Yeah. She's trying to find out where she can find this person. And everyone's like, rumor has it, he's only ever seen... on January the 4th down at Borders.
Yeah.
But not in any section of Borders.
Yeah.
One specific little corner of it.
Mm-hmm.
The clearance bin.
Yeah. And so she's down there with the sales.
She's ready to go.
He dies on a Wednesday that's also a Christmas day.
Yep.
She's Wednesdays. My husband died. She's down there January 4th. She's heard tell of this giant...
Yep. Mysterious man.
Yep.
She's checking her watch. She's like, she's feeling stupid. You know, she's doing that thing. Right. She's been waiting for ages. And then she's like, We sort of see her kicking herself where she's like, as if it was going
to
be true.
She's angry. She's frustrated. She goes to walk out. She's not looking where she's going. Bumps into someone, drops her bag, and a hand reaches down. And it's a very hairy
huge,
hand.
Huge and hairy.
Hand,
Robin Williams style.
And hands it to her and says, here is bag.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know every word.
Because your came up on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
He never
do
saw
it.
That
yeah.
in the word.
And
about,
he doesn't know about conjunctions or whatever.
Exactly. That's a problem. But yeah.
So, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Then she's like, "Oh, thank you, Mister."
Yeah.
How are you? Like, sorry, I'm having a. She's like flustered. She's like, "I'm just.
Oh, how
I'm sorry,
how
I bumped into you. I just, my husband just died, and I was here to meet someone at the calendar shop, and I,
yeah,
I don't know. It's stupid of me." He's like, "Calendar, I buy calendar."
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, do you have any recommendations?" He goes, "I like all calendar except Wednesday."
Yeah, and she goes, "Huh, that's the day my husband Dan Aykroyd died."
Yeah, and now I hate that day too, even though there's only been one other Wednesday since Christmas.
But that one was
but
terrible.
I had a bad day
yeah.
then
yeah,
too.
Because I was thinking
bills.
About my dead husband.
Yeah. My other, I was cheating on him the whole time and the other guy died. So she's like, "Oh, I found the guy."
Yeah, they lock eyes. It's a magical moment.
Yeah.
Sparks fly. We've got a regular King Kong-style Beauty and the Beast romance, and I didn't have to bleep that one out because I was referring to King Kong.
Our character, Beep Kong, has a similar trajectory.
Yes.
So she goes back to his cabin and shit and becomes the thing that can bring him back out into the world.
His muse.
Yeah.
You muse.
You muse for Wednesday. Okay. Now he's got someone
But
talk
I don't
to
even know your name. It's Beep.
Oh, wait. Like the movie. No. Not like that. Unless it's in Creative Commons now. Haven't looked up.
I think it is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's enough versions. So they're now co-conspirators working together.
Yep.
To try and eliminate Wednesdays.
You backed
ideas.
Out of calling them co-conspirators because that seemed a bit devious.
No, yeah, it's not devious. They really
Maybe
are
Nox
trying to help.
This entire time has hated Beep Kong because Nox loves Wednesdays.
Right.
Oh, mate. I couldn't give a fuck about Wednesdays.
Like we said, we're doing this on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good time.
Ask me what my favorite day of the week is.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Not Wednesday. Don't have one, though.
Okay.
Be pretty weird to have a
What's your least favorite?
Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Did I pass?
Yeah.
You're human. You passed the Turing test.
So,
all right, so they're working together.
And she can tell him about the modern world or, you know, the 50s world.
Something that I've been thinking about for the past hour.
Okay.
What's his plan?
We don't know yet because he's been working away in his cabin.
Yeah, but we have to come up with it.
Well, figure yourself out.
Because I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
He's going to make an attempt in this era and it's going to fail.
I see.
And maybe he's going to piss off the lady.
Oh.
And they're going to split apart. And then he's going to bring it back, you know, 50 years later when she's an old woman. And that's going to be sort of a beautiful, tragic moment.
But her granddaughter is a spy further in the future. And that
in the future future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in the modern day.
Okay.
Us.
Okay. Yep.
So, like, what if?
Yeah, we need a plan.
So, King Kong had come out and tried to stop Wednesday. And that, Beep Kong. And that is the plot of the original King Kong.
Oh,
right?
We're rewriting King Kong?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That kind of happens during it. All of King Kong happens. He grabbed that woman because she carried the Wednesday crystal, which is the solidified, some bullshit thing.
Can we make it that the woman from King Kong is our woman?
Yeah, I think that's...
She went on an expedition to Skull Island because she was like... Well, my husband's dead, and
the 50s romance could happen in the 30s. They're close enough in filmic terms.
Yeah, we'll just
Gone
change
with the Wind
it.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah,
we'll just change it. Yeah,
I think if you were he's in the 50s.
This one's really hard.
It's
he's in
like
the 50s.
Seven movies in this.
Yeah,
he's in the 50s. He's in at that point. It's the modern world.
Yeah,
in the 50s.
Yes,
it's as modern as it comes.
Absolutely,
if you're in
the
50s.
Yeah.
So at that time,
not if you imagine the 60s.
Mm.
He tried he tried going crazy in the Wild West to get Wednesdays abolished.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it didn't work.
Yeah.
So he's thinking this time he needs like a more level-headed sort of diplomatic approach.
Yes.
So if you wanted to kind of run it up the flagpole and negotiate to get Wednesdays taken right. away from, you know, civilization, go to a 4-day work week,
mm-hmm.
where would you go? Who would you try and do that through?
What bigger flagpole could you run it up than the one at the top of the Empire State Building?
So he's going up there and he's trying to make a big speech and he's like,
yeah, sure.
Look at our misery. And he does this on a Wednesday, of course. And he's up there and he's
by
like,
by mistake.
Look
he doesn't realize.
He's so. Because he's up there and he's like, look how miserable you all are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. He's appealing
imagine
to
imagine if this day didn't exist, how much better life could be.
Yeah.
But of course, they don't speak.
Dinosaur.
He's speaking dinosaur.
No, but he can speak
no,
now.
He knows English by this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's still, but he, so he's up there, and that's why he's up the top. Of
people
the
just don't believe
building.
Him, right?
He's got, but
King
he's
Kong
got the woman
is a retelling
within.
Of the real world events. So yeah. to the people on the ground, he was just like, rah! But
yes.
actually, he was like, you need to stop Wednesdays. I promise you. They're the worst fucking thing. This lady came to me.
Well, she's a speechwriter, so why he's got her with him. She's like whispering in his ear, like,
yeah, yeah. But again, people too quick to react. They don't want to hear this, you know. They don't. They can't take in this information. It's too groundbreaking. It's too mind blowing.
Mm.
So we've got okay. So the big romance still happens. King Kong's gone off into the woods for a more reasonable 30-ish kind of years,
right?
The big romance happens. Husband still dies. That leads to the woman going to Skull Island
yep.
to find King Kong. He's gone from the woods to Skull Island.
Yeah.
She's looking for him because she's heard he's the monkey who hates Wednesdays.
Yes.
That's what everybody talks about.
Yep.
I'm devastated that we missed this this encounter in the calendar shop, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's a shame. Kill your darlings.
And he's got this whole group of followers on the island who also hate Wednesdays.
Right.
Yeah.
And they sacrifice anyone who likes Wednesdays.
Maybe this doesn't happen.
Because
maybe King Kong the movie is such a dramatization
right.
that they've just taken their relationship
and turned it into an adventure. So I think we go back to where we were. That all that interaction in the borders, that's happened on January the 4th.
yeah.
So meanwhile, he's up the Empire State Building, he's yelling this down
yep.
to people on the ground floor. And maybe we see them on the ground, that some of them are actually starting to be like, this makes a lot
yeah,
of sense.
Yeah,
but meanwhile, who stands to lose the most from this? Like we said, we're January 4th, the calendar companies. They've just printed.
They're
4 days into the year,
yes.
and if this movement gets traction,
they're going to
have to.
We're going to have to. Seventh of our profit.
We're
going
to have to. We're going to have to print an entirely new set of calendars less than a month into the year,
yep.
and that is when the head of the calendar company picks up the phone and says, "Release the giant spider."
We got to take out this
big radical monkey. Otherwise, we are going to be caught with our pants down.
That spider has 8 legs because there's one for every day of the week and then a spare for good luck.
Yeah, okay. So we don't confuse people, the way that this
That'd
has worked
be a shame.
Is that there's right. been a King Kong in Dinosaur Times. He witnesses the asteroid hit the Earth.
Yep.
It's on a Wednesday. He's been creating his own calendar. Yep.
Accidentally created the calendar.
Falls in a tar pit. The ancient Babylonians who are in North America for some reason find it, create the Gregorian calendar, Greg or Ian.
Yeah. They walk over the land of Lemuria to get back to the other continent.
Yes. He is... Yeah, still dormant in his cave, woken up by oil diggers in the wild, wild west. He comes out, he tries to sort of fit in for a bit in his trench coat and hat, but he gets rumbled, big fight, and then he runs off into the woods.
A huge action thing. He's like, and it's lots of people, you know, falling into horse troughs and whatever.
Yeah.
Lives in the woods.
At the same time,
we
have a romance developing between Dan Aykroyd and a lady.
Yes.
Yep.
We see that after he leaves and goes to the woods, he's been isolated. We have that romance we were talking about just a bit earlier in history now.
Yep.
Have that same calendar thing.
Yep.
They meet in the calendar shop. The calendar shop is called Scullington's.
There we go.
And that's why...
Yes.
So in the universe of this movie...
That's what
film,
I wanted to get to was like...
Yes.
We can't mislead people thinking it's King Kong because it's not. It's Beep Kong.
The film King Kong is propaganda in the world of this movie.
Exactly.
Right, right, right.
So, okay, like, it makes the meeting of the Beauty and the Beast happen on this dangerous island rather than a Borders.
Exactly.
To make it seem like it's all more dangerous and horrific.
Yeah. But it's funded by the Mothra Calendar Company.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So King Kong does come back to New York then after this. The thing that these two decide is, you know what we'll do?
Beep Kong. Let's not confuse people.
Beep Kong. Yeah. And this woman, what's her name? Sandra. Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is a speechwriter, like you say. And she says, I've got a great idea. We'll let everyone in New York, the most happening city in the world.
Exactly.
We could go to Greenwich where mean time is, but we won't. New York, a city that never sleeps.
Hey, if we can make Wednesdays not happen there, we can make them not happen anywhere.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, everywhere.
The New York musical, and they've been inspired. Yes.
So Beep Kong does climb the Empire State Building in our film.
Yep.
Gets to the top. Holding her, she's telling him what to say. He's got a loud voice. He's yelling to everyone.
He does have a loud voice.
He's a booming, booming presence.
Ba-booming.
Yep. Ba-booming voice. And he tells New York, we've got to get rid of Wednesdays. It's a dangerous day that was created by evil forces. I feel guilty for my part in it, and I'm trying to get rid of the dangerous day of Wednesdays.
Right.
They don't listen. They send in the biplanes.
Yep. The calendar company's like, you're not taking a seventh of our profits.
Mm-hmm. Which is when they send in...
the giant spider.
Yeah. Tarantulon.
Yep. Yeah.
The giant calendar spider.
Right.
And the calendar spider's walking around going like, February, March, April, May.
Yeah. Maybe it talks in little riddles that involve the calendar months and days of the week and stuff.
May I dismember you? Mm. Like December, dismember. Yeah. May is a month as well.
Yep.
And King Kong and the giant spider fight in the New York skyline, I suppose.
And do we then see a little flashback where the spider also existed back in dinosaur times? It loves Wednesday.
Of course.
It's also survived the asteroid. Yeah. It saw the calendar. And we see the people coming up with the calendar. They were wanting to abolish Wednesday, but the spider somehow conspired to keep it in the mix.
And even more than this, how about this? The eight leg thing. The spider wants 8 days in the week.
Oh,
not one fewer.
Okay, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday 2.
Spider day,
Spider day,
Spider 2. No, Wednesday 2, colon spider day.
Wednesday. Yeah. It's called Wednesday.
Okay.
Because it's the spider version of Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
It's not the best name, but the spider's like, I like it. Right, so I think we should go with it. So
I like Spider
Day. I like Spider Day. I've come back around on Spider Day.
Spider Day, like Saturday. Spider Day, yeah.
So the spider day is
Wednesday
running.
Is Spider Day, Thursday.
This giant spider isn't sent out by the calendar company. It owns the calendar company.
Oh.
Right. It influenced King Kong to discover Wednesday back in the day somehow. Yep. We see it scuttling up the cave and crossing on every Wednesday.
Yep. Just a quick little montage of flashback stuff, though. We don't.
So it's like a magic spider.
Everything's in grey, but it's like the big. Yes. We just see this kind of rapid fire, which in this movie is 90 minutes. But then,
of course, we see the entire real time. Yeah.
There's an intermission in this movie so that you can tell your son what has happened so far in the movie so that he can finish watching it for you.
Right.
So, the spider is like magic and created Wednesday somehow and is trying to create a new, even worse day.
Well, he's not magic, but he's the same as Beep Kong. They're just big and they live for a long time.
Okay.
So hang on. The spider has 8 legs because it wants 8 days in the week.
Yeah. Not because... Well, they're reverse, right? Linked.
Yeah, it wants 8 days in the week because it's like, I'm going to bring in an even worse day than Wednesday.
Yeah, sure.
You think hump day was bad? Try super hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the spider's lame as hell. He keeps saying hump day and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they have a big fight.
Yep. Oh, also quickly, just to go back a tiny little bit, while King Kong's climbing the Empire State Building through
Beep
a window.
Kong or King
Sorry,
Kong?
Beep Kong.
Thank you.
While Beep Kong's climbing the Empire State Building through a window, we see the orgy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Everyone's fucking in every building.
Yeah.
All over New York.
Yeah.
The city's so nice that the guy comes twice.
Mm.
Wow.
And the spider's
the
secret...
The girl zero.
The spider's secret plan on Spider Day, orgy's illegal.
So,
wow.
Can I?
The ultimate villain.
I think this is good. I feel like I've got an edit that I want to make maybe to this.
Okay.
Could kind of make this all make a bit more sense.
How does it not make sense?
The spider's got 8 legs.
I'm with you so far.
King Kong's been mad about this stuff. He's like, the calendar's all wrong. There's a bad day in the week.
Aura about it.
We get to this fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This spider only has 7 legs. And we have a flashback to an 8-day cat week, and the spider had a leg ripped off, and it turned to a 7-day week.
Ooh. You're making a lot of this about the spider now.
Well, he's the main villain now. Just as a thought, we could have each of the spider's legs be a day of the week. And if King Kong wanted to remove Wednesday, he's got a goal to remove the spider's leg. We don't need to go with it. We can have the spider die in this fight.
I just like, yeah, I think it's simpler to have it as like, well, the spider likes 7 days and he wants an extra one.
That's so way simpler.
It's way simpler.
I think it's just...
We've already established King Kong made the days of the week.
He loves Wednesday. We see him... Yeah. I think we see the spider in the same era as King Kong, where bad things are... Sorry, Beep Kong. Bad things are happening to Beep Kong, great things are happening to the spider.
Why wouldn't you want more of this?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want a Wednesday too?
So the spider is inverted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe his birthday is on a Wednesday. It's like parents are giving him.
It's when the best flies come out and everyone else is like, oh, I'm annoyed by flies.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So they have a fight in New York and nobody wins.
No, I think that Beep Kong can win because his goal is still to abolish Wednesdays, and that's not accomplished by killing a spider.
Right.
You know, there's still another resolution.
But then we
come.
Get rid of our... Now that we've introduced this big villain, I think we kind of need to keep him around. Either this has got to be the very finale, and maybe this fight just stretches on through time.
Several eras.
Because now we need to... So where are we?
I feel
then
like
we now
that's
to see
us
the
taking
spy.
The easy route out.
Let's... Let's kind of put it on ice for a bit and then work out what we've still got to have present day spy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we've got to have futuristic.
So I would think two different options.
Yeah.
I think what might be cool is there's this big fight between the spider and King Kong. King Kong wins and kills the spider, but the spider destroys a bunch of the city, or like it seems as though King Kong has destroyed a bunch. Beep Kong has destroyed a bunch of the city. People fucking hate Beep Kong for this.
Yeah.
And they end up going like, that spider was trying to defend us.
Yeah, because they already like set the biplanes on him. Like,
Maybe they think
in the future, like the spider does get killed by Beep Kong in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
But then Beep Kong's taken injuries and he goes back into his slumber until the modern day.
Sure.
When the granddaughter of the woman he was holding knows this story.
Mm-hmm.
And is like this sort of rebel against the calendar, which has now made Wednesday the main day of the week, or something like that.
Okay, so after the New York fight, Beep Kong, he's really wounded.
Yeah.
He's up in New York, so he runs north. He runs upstate. He runs
to the mountains,
to the snowy mountains, and he's like a bit disoriented. He just like curls up, and then ice, snow, frozen.
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe if the spider has died, people are like, well, damn, that spider was trying to help us.
Mm-hmm.
That spider loved Wednesdays. Maybe we love Wednesdays now.
Okay.
Without
knowing that Wednesdays is the bad day. So you're going through, and we as the audience know that our present day doesn't turn out like this, but it's like a Back to the Future thing where the world gets worse and worse because there's more of a focus on Wednesdays.
Hey.
Maybe Wednesdays 2 is even brought in.
I don't think that has to be an alternate version of history, Knox.
Oh, shit.
I think that can just be what happens to the 20th century.
Okay, sure.
Right? And it's because of Wednesdays.
World
War II breaks out that day.
he's a different track.
Okay.
Possibly. Okay. Yep. So I think in something like this, you need like a 3/4 of the way through, it's always darkest before the dawn kind of moment.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Spider wins. King Kong's on the... We see a moment where it's like maybe he looks like he's died or been defeated or whatever.
Sure.
Spider wins.
Yep.
Wednesday 2, aka Spider Day, that comes in under the spider's reign of terror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we're
by just reprinting the calendars and everyone's like, oh, I guess there's a new Wednesday now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They just draw a line down the Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
It's just
just split into two and goes for 48 hours.
Yes. Yeah. Then there's... So we're sort of seeing a bit of like we're catching up to present day.
Yep.
People are more miserable than they've ever been because now there's two Wednesdays.
And there's a big spider that's the boss.
Yep.
Boss of the world. And King Kong has been asleep. Oh, sorry, Beep Kong has been asleep for ages because he took a bite.
Yeah.
Knocked him out for 60, 70 years.
But we don't know where he is. So we see present day.
He wanders off like, oh, and you don't see him. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where our spy character comes in.
Okay. Perfect.
A band of rebels.
Yes.
Some of whom have only heard tell of this through their grandparents.
Right.
about how the week still used to be sort of shitty because you had one day bad.
Yeah.
But that's better than two bad days.
Right. Yeah, and they heard King Kong's speech and stuff
exactly.
back in New York.
They were inspired. Yeah. And so they
But like most people are like, well, no, didn't you see the movie King Kong? It was just an evil ape that wanted to fuck shit up.
He wanted
like,
to get rid of the best days in the week, which was Wednesdays and Spider Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the closest we've ever come. Because there's a moment in the battle where looks like King Kong's going to beat the spider, but he doesn't quite.
Yep.
So this female spy character, she is charged with tracking down King Kong.
Beep Kong.
There's word.
It's been an hour and a quarter.
Yes, there's word that he's still in the hills.
Yep.
And that only the power of Beep Kong could defeat this spider.
And this spy, maybe she's like...
Spider.
I barely know.
This spy lady, she's like... You know, she's skeptical. She's like, you know, she's younger.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't believe it. And then we hear an elderly voice from the shadows. I saw him. In fact, I knew him. She steps out of the shadows.
In fact,
it's the speech.
I loved him.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a non-stop orgy with me and him.
Well, that's also, that's why, the rebels haven't had a lot of luck so far.
Yeah.
Because they're busy with the continuous orgy that they're all kind of keeping in.
Of course. That always happens with, you know, those kind of groups.
Yeah. But not on Spider Wednesdays.
Of course not.
I love that.
Yeah, no, they haven't like good. That's good. They haven't like Prohibition era style orgy.
Speakeasies.
Orgy on Spider Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a pet shop. That's the dogs going, oh.
Queefeasies?
Yeah. Squirt easy.
That is my favorite element of the orgy is the queefing that's just happening.
Hey, I hear you're running a legal cooch. Okay, cool. Great.
So Spy Lady has to go. Sex positive, polyamorous, rebellious group.
Yeah.
That wants to get rid of Spider Wednesdays and ideally Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yep. But you know, to them, only having one Wednesday, just having half the Wednesdays would be.
It would at least be an improvement.
But they think, they've heard tell. It's like, no, this big ape,
the Messiah,
he won't only get rid of Spider Day, because Spider Day is worse than Wednesday. I think they're maybe not even caring about Wednesday at this point, because Spider Day is so bad. But they're like, he can not only get rid of Spider Day, back in the day, there was another one that was as bad at the time. He could get rid of that as well.
And again, we don't know how he's going to get rid of them.
No. I still think the spider should have magic legs that King Kong tears off. But we'll see.
That can be a late in the game reveal, perhaps.
All right. So let's recap.
Yep.
Very briefly here so that we can
figure
out.
Purely because we've been going for so long that we ran out of time on the SD card.
We've hopefully edited it in seamlessly.
But
we are recapping quickly because our problem right now is we need to figure out A, how we get to the future, and B, how we solve the Wednesday problem. Yeah.
Yep.
We have opened with dinosaur times.
Yep.
Beep Kong has noticed a rhythm to the world.
Yes.
Where
Beep Kong is the chosen one. We've established
that.
Yep. They're in touch with the earth and the aura in a way that no one else is.
Well, other than the giant spider who wants the bad day to exist.
Because for him it's a good day.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves to see it. Yeah.
So, or maybe she loves it. Maybe there's eggs later or something. Who knows?
Okay. But maybe it's a non-binary spider. We don't know.
Maybe it's an evil magic spider, and the way King Kong is going to beat it is by ripping off its legs, getting rid of a day of the week each time, and ultimately there'll just be one day, and it's a beautiful day.
Whoa.
I think that should be the ending.
You want to end up with one day?
No delineation between the days.
No, that would drive everyone insane.
The ultimate irony of the film. Anyway, so dinosaur times, King Kong notices that there's a rhythm
pattern,
and the spider knows this too. In a flashback we see later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
Beep Kong makes a calendar.
Yes. With Wednesdays marked as well. The meteor hits on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Beep Kong is in a deep sleep for many years in the bottom of this cave. During that time, human civilization comes... to
exist.
I every other word I was going to say would have made that sentence make no sense at all. Thank you for jumping in with exist. We've got some strange sort of a weird amalgamation of ancient civilizations. Discover this cave.
Yep.
Invent the modern day Gregorian calendar.
Yes.
Yep.
Based on King Kong's observation.
Beep Kong's
observation.
Greg or Ian, find it.
Beep Kong wakes up years later because of oil drilling in Texas.
Yes.
Knocking him awake. And then he brings down the thing, goes up, puts on a huge jacket, goes into town, discovers that they're using this calendar, freaks out. He's like, you can't use this calendar. And they're like, what the hell are you? I thought you were big, but now I'm afraid.
Yep.
Big action scene, which leads to him going off and hiding in the woods, buying calendars every year to study them, but that being his only contact with human civilization.
Yes. Yep.
While that's happening, these two new characters have a whirlwind romance in like the early 20th century. Unfortunately, the husband in this couple dies on a Wednesday. The woman, Sandra, a speechwriter somehow.
That's right.
In the early 20th century. When speechwriter for women's suffrage movements. She notices this pattern too. Her husband dies on this day. Some other stuff happens maybe.
Yeah.
She has heard tell of King Kong. Yeah. Of Beep Kong. In the movie, the film King Kong exists, but as propaganda made by the spider, we find out. So this... Sandra and Beep Kong find each other, make a plan that she will tell him a speech into his ear while he is atop the Empire State Building in New York, the most happening city in the world, where if you can change Wednesdays there, you can change them anywhere. He starts doing this speech. The spider comes along.
Yeah.
Along came a spider.
Ooh.
King Kong and the spider fight. Looks
Incy
like King
wincy.
Kong... Incy... Wincy Wednesday. They fight. It looks like Beep Kong's going to win, but unfortunately the spider gets a bite in. King Kong, disoriented, goes off into the wilderness to fall asleep in the ice and be in a slumber for another long time.
60 years?
We come to the modern day, the present day.
Yep.
The world is awful.
Yep.
There's a new Wednesday called Spider Wednesday.
Well, it's awful for like 2 days of the week.
But it has a knock-on effect. Yeah, Saturdays are all right, though. Yeah. They're for the boys.
Saturdays are still great.
There's not enough time to recover. You know, like usually it was Wednesday and then you got a few days to... But two Wednesdays in a row,
the
people
day
are
work
overworked.
Week is killing people.
So there's a rebel group of, I guess, proletariat workers, unionized.
Many of them descendants of the people who heard Beep Kong's speech and were radicalized against Wednesday and now Spider Wednesday.
They're in like a union, but they've got guns and shit.
Yep.
And they are like a few kind of like... punk, like a cyberpunk rebellious group, but in the modern day. They hear the legend of the Kong and think, well, we need this Kong. He's our one chance to be able to get this spider who prints all the calendars, which we still use even in the digital age.
Yeah, and also has a movie production company.
Yeah, and also...
because they made King Kong.
Instead of the Metro, the MGM, instead of the line, it's just like a big spider sticking its head
through
the
roof. This spider is producing films and entertainment.
Yeah.
This spider is in control of production of everyday items.
Well, they have an overall company.
This spider is overworking people.
Oh.
This spider is called Spider Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Anyway.
They have a big company and then they have several arms.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know how many.
Thorax. So the but they hear like it is clearly like a modern day overworking Jeff Bezos type figure at this point.
Yeah.
Now these rebels, they've been trying.
That's where we're up to. These rebels.
These rebels.
Find
wait.
Kong.
They want to. Maybe this spider originated in a certain rainforest in Brazil.
Oh, the God! I wish I knew the name of a second rainforest.
So it's from the Amazon. It's Amazon.
What's another rainforest?
Daintree?
Yeah, this is. It's got a company called Daintree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's on the nose. Spiders don't have noses, though, so it's okay.
Now, the rebels,
yes.
They've been trying to overthrow, been trying to take out Spider Day.
Yep.
But they're just too busy sucking and fucking with this nonstop orgy.
That's
to really
right.
get anything done. Enter Super Spy.
Yes.
Yes.
Super Spy Lady, who's been charged with tracking down the Kong, Beep Kong.
Beep.
I love it if at this point they're calling him the Kong.
Yeah.
Because the legend has happened.
The Kong.
Yeah.
So she has to go and try and find him.
Please, call me Beep.
And there's just an assumption that he'll know what to do. None of us have been able to really enact a plan or get it, you know. There's been a couple of attempts, but like people that they knew had a crack and the spider had them round up and shot on sight.
Of course.
And
really, they literally, there's no... They just walked around for a bit because there's no... how do you get rid of a day of the week.
You yeah. can't.
They just exactly. sort of go, let's go, and then they just mill around. Because it's Kong, like, what the fuck are you trying to do?
Yeah. yeah. This is the only way to divide the year. And also, if we've got 8 days in a week at this point, the sun is going up and down at random times of the day.
True.
That's part of
which
it.
Which they
what,
hate.
That's yeah. part of what makes it so bad. Impossible yeah. to get your circadian rhythms going. People are even grumpy because they're not sleeping
they're
properly.
They're jet lagged all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. So, God. Vitamin D's plummeted for yeah. people.
Awful.
Not
but
the, not the ones not in the orgy
term.
Yeah. yeah. So, okay, so there's just the people, the legend is that the closest that anyone's ever come to stopping the spider is the Kong.
Yeah.
So we don't
yeah.
know how it's going to happen, but we've just got to go find the Kong.
Yeah.
So where would the Kong have ended up? Where is well, he when the spy finds him? Is
I like I don't mind the snowy
down?
Mountains. Yeah. It makes sense for him to kind of get frozen up there.
And hey, it's a location we haven't had yet in this 19-hour film.
And we can have as many hours as we want to do this. So this is an enormous trek through. Like, this is a Lord of the Rings style.
Yeah. Right.
Huge quest.
Yeah, we have a fellowship. We have a group of people. They all die off along the way except for the yeah. spy.
And some of the people don't believe in the Kong. One of the people mm-hmm. is there on behalf of the spider and tries to sabotage the
oh,
group.
Right.
And Peter Jackson broke his long journey up into three movies, the pussy.
Yeah. yeah.
Not only are we not doing that, our 9-hour trek is only like an eighth of our film.
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And it's all on one reel. There's an enormous wheel reel the size of, like, you know,
the
those,
London Eye. The,
yeah.
That's the only place we can screen this.
Yeah, you've got
on
to
a
watch
big
it
building.
At the O2.
yeah.
Projected onto by the London Eye.
Yeah, perfect.
But people travel. They
yeah,
make
yeah,
the pilgrimage
right.
to come
and
see
on
one
the
of the top 10 movies of
exactly.
all time.
People are, like, tickets to the London Eye are even more expensive yeah. when the film is on because you get to, like, be in it as it. You get yeah. to be part of the film as it's
fittingly,
happening.
It only is shown on a Wednesday.
Oh,
we're talking post-release stuff here. Sure, but let's get sure. back.
Well,
to
I think
the...
it's longer than an actual day at this point, but it starts
yeah.
on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, you've got to bring a sleeping bag to yeah. the London Eye.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah, the enormous quest to find the Kong, and along the way, they're finding signs of him,
yep.
an imprint in the snow, and so on.
Yep,
a hair mm-hmm. left behind.
Yep,
writing that says yeah. King Kong was here.
yep. W-O-Z. And then it's crossed out and it says Beep Kong.
Yeah.
yeah, no, King Kong was here. Then on the next rock. Wait, who? Kong? And then next rock. Sorry, Beep Kong.
I meant Beep Kong.
And so along the way, they've got this fellowship, and like they're maybe dying off or they're giving up. And mm-hmm. at the end, it's just this super spy.
Yep.
And she still believes in it, but she's in the cold. She's in the winter winds.
Yep.
She's in the blizzard mm-hmm. of both the weather and her soul.
Yep.
Trudging through, and she collapses to her knees and she screams Kong.
Or before she screams that out, she feels like she's about to she screams Kong, nothing happens, and then she collapses and she feels herself
exactly.
getting faint. She's about to die.
Yeah,
she
needs
just lifts
warmth.
Up her wrist and looks at her little smartwatch and she just sees the day of the week, Wednesday, and she thinks, oh no, Spider Day, and she
yeah.
thinks
yeah.
that'd be fucking right.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom. Boom. A traveling drum salesman finds her.
And takes her over to Beep Kong's house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the way.
Yeah, he's got big, big warm hands. He's able to heal her up. And he's like, what are you doing out here? I left humans behind long ago.
He's fully fluent now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he learned how to talk from a speechwriter.
And he's like done up his top fur in like a bandana. And like he's somehow like shaved in sort of mutton chops. He's looking
Are you thinking
rough.
Rambo?
I'm thinking kind of Rambo.
Yeah. You're thinking Funky Kong.
I guess it's meant to look like Rambo, but he comes across Funky
right,
Kong.
And now we're not bleeping anymore. And that's when we find out the bleep hasn't been for King. The bleep has been for Funky.
Yeah.
We don't want to infringe on the rare copyright.
He's got his sunnies on.
Because you're right,
like,
we're in like part 4 of Kill Bill at this point. So we've revealed that, we're happy to reveal that.
We're in part 80.
This is Funky Kong, and he's like,
he's call me Funky. Call me Funky.
My name's Funky. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, Funky. She's like, have you ever heard of Nintendo? He's like, no, I've been living out here since like the 20s. What's Nintendo? And she's like, well, they used to make playing cards. He's like, oh, I know that Nintendo, yeah.
Mm.
Well, they make these things called video games now. He's like, shut up, nerd. Listen, the point is, I gave up on humanity. If they won Wednesdays, they can have it. He's a jaded Kong at this point.
Well, he fled and he doesn't understand the spider's influence.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So he hasn't seen that the spider is kind of running the operation. All he's seen is in this little quaint out of the way general store where they get the calendars in.
Right.
He's like, these motherfuckers, I tried to tell them to get rid of Wednesday, and what do? They create a second day in the middle of the week called Spider Day. They did this on their own without any kind of...
Right.
And he assumes that they named it Spider Day in honor of the day that the spider beat him. He doesn't know that the spider's pulling the strings. So that's why he's turned his back on humanity.
And he's like,
I tried to tell them and they ignored me.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing for me there anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't care about them. If they want Wednesdays, they can have them. I don't want any part in it. Around here, it's Saturday every day. Mm. That's how I like it or whatever. And then she's like, no, you have to come back. We need your help. Me.
We need your help.
We need your help. We need it real bad.
Yep.
Me, Bertie, Johnny, Greg, Sandra. Mm-hmm. He goes, what did you say? Sandra. Would you know her?
My grandmother.
Yeah, my grandmother, Sandra. He's like, I thought she died in the spider attack on a Wednesday. She said, no. No, they took her to the hospital on a Thursday. He goes, Thursday? Now you're talking.
Yeah.
And she thought you died on a Wednesday. We'd never heard from you again.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he's like, I was in love with her, but she's probably moved on by now.
Well, and she's then been at a lot of orgies.
Well,
but
but she's like, she's like, my grandma is the only one who refuses to participate in the nonstop rebel orgy.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
that's really
she
nice.
She never said why, but now... I understand.
We
just thought she was a frigid bitch.
We keep calling it to her face. All right, and he's like, oh, God damn it. There's nothing I can do anyway. How can I influence what the people want? She's like, it's not what the people want. There's an uprising against the spider. And he goes, spider? Mm. She's like, why did you emphasize the P's again and again? He's like, I don't know. I haven't talked to anyone in a while.
Yeah.
But me and the drum salesman.
Been in lockdown for years.
Yeah, I know how to say Zitogen or whatever the fucking symbol thing is called. Sick of talking about drums with this fucking idiot Neil Peart. Anyway.
Yep.
She convinces him to come back to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And his plan is based on intelligence from the rebel group that the spider has magical limbs.
I think so.
Yeah. And the only way to show the people and to make a real impact is to rip off the eighth leg.
Which is Spider Day.
Which is Spider Day.
Yeah.
And then go one better. Finally get rid of Wednesday once and for all.
So, okay. How about this? That's the plan.
Does he then maybe also get greedy and he decides to wipe out Monday as well?
So we
go. No, that's the post credits. Yeah.
What if we go to New York, right?
I'd love to.
That's where the spider lives.
The Big Apple.
Yeah.
Oh, because also it's been a very long and disastrous trek to get to Kong.
Yeah.
But then the reverse, it's like they're just there instantly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No big deal.
Yeah. Blip, they're teleported.
Yeah.
We have a confrontation with the spider. Spider lives in New York and he's always walking across all the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And they have a fight again. King Kong rips off the Spider Day leg during this fight. They have a bit of a chat or something. He's like, it was you the whole time, wasn't it?
King Kong, Funky Kong bursts in on the spider as he's on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon tousling his hair. And that's where the fight, the roots are like jamming along to this like biffo that's happening in whatever studio.
Jimmy Fallon's like, oh, wow. Oh, what a great punch. But then he gets stepped on by Funky Kong.
Yeah,
he gets venomed and then he gets stepped on.
Yeah.
Funky Kong throws Higgins against a wall. And so they're fighting and he rips off Spider Day.
Yeah.
Spider
Day just
all magical. Yeah.
And he's got the spider in his arms. He's wrestling
in
with
a headlock.
He's about to, an abdomen lock.
Okay, sure.
And he's about to pull off the Wednesday leg. And he looks around. And he sees all of the good things that have happened on a Wednesday.
Oh, right.
He sees...
What? How does he see these physically represented in the Tonight Show studio?
Wednesdays on NBC. Friends.
Yeah.
Or Questlove don't need this, but maybe he shows mercy for the other 7 days.
Questlove's like, yo, man, I was born on a Wednesday, so if Wednesdays don't exist, I don't exist. And he's like, yeah, you know what? The Roots got some fucking bangers.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, maybe. We don't need to have this.
I'll do it for you.
I
want him to get rid of Wednesday.
Sure. Well, maybe he rips off Wednesday and he rips off Thursday. Because if he just rips off those two legs and lets the spider go, then I guess that's fine in the sense of like, look, that's all we wanted to do. And you, spider, you shouldn't have fucked with us. But it doesn't feel as satisfying to me as either him realizing oh shit, I need to leave Wednesday, or going ripping off all the legs?
I think he takes two. I think he gets what he wants. He gets rid of Wednesday because that's been his, you know, journey for the whole film.
Yeah.
And we've got to leave the spider alive because we've got to set ourselves up for the sequel of See You. Exactly. See You the Wednesday after next.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
he
that's
rips
when
off
we
the
get
two
rid
things.
Of Monday.
And he rips off the two legs.
Yep.
Wednesday and Spider Wednesdays are gone. He lets the spider go. He says, listen here, magic spider who controls the other days of the week. You get the fuck out of here.
Well, but also
and
now,
you never come back.
But the spider, just to make sure that he can't launch a plan, he's been able to rip off the spider day and the Wednesday legs. They're on the same side.
Yeah.
So now the spider can only really walk in circles.
He's having a hard time.
So he's sort of not a threat anymore.
Yeah.
And so we think, cool, all one. Yeah. We flash forward to the future.
Yes.
Barbarella times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a spaceship flying along. It looks like an advanced civilization.
Yep.
They're having a good time. Everyone's dressed in that sexy future clothing where you're like, oh, cool, they're progressive.
Yeah.
They're enormous orgy.
All having an orgy.
One
of
those dome ships.
Yeah.
With the big glass dome and some woods. And, the they're all fucking in
the
sucking
dome's
in there.
All fogged.
Yeah. All, like thousands of hands all bashing and wiping down.
Yeah. Yep.
And you think, oh, good, they won. Barbarella gets on the thing.
Okay.
Now approaching moon base.
Yeah.
Let us in, please. Captain's log. Captain's log. We've been traveling the thing, fucking and sucking.
Yeah.
I'm Barbarella, Captain's log. Recording date, 19th of Space March, Wednesday.
Ooh.
And you back out of the ship and it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Wednesday's
because we
back?
Saw Wednesday get destroyed.
Yeah. What, how is Wednesday back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cut to black after 75 hours.
Yeah.
What do you reckon of that?
So we never find out how Wednesday came back.
Well, that's because after the credits, we get Garfield going Monday Initiative, and we'll get it
in
the sequel that never gets made to this very, very unpopular film.
Right.
No, it's one of the top 10 of all time.
Yeah, so Garfield shows up.
That was the Razzies that quote is from, the French Razzies.
Well, they've cut that quote short. It's like the top 10 longest run times of all time.
Maybe that's
so. Yeah, post credits. Funky Kong is like living in an advanced house.
Yeah,
you know, in the future with the granddaughter of his girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who is
now old as well.
Also, how did she have a granddaughter? That implies she had another husband, and
maybe that is from that first marriage.
And then there's like a boop at the door.
Right,
it's like, wait, who's visiting me, Funky Kong? And then oh, who's this?
Garfield with an eye
fella.
Patch.
Yeah. I heard you don't like Wednesdays. Well, I'm not too fond of Mondays either.
Monday Initiative.
You want to join the Monday Initiative?
Uh-huh.
And then he says, yes, I do. Then cut to black again.
And everyone's like, why'd they leave him with the yes, I do?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That feels really good to me.
That's a fucking good movie.
That's a fun movie.
God, that's a long ass movie.
Yeah.
And each of those subplots of like the, you know, the court in the olden days and the romance.
Even the oil stuff and the Wild West.
4 hours long.
Yeah.
Each of them.
The investors are begging us to just turn this into a series. They're like, we could shop this around Netflix. Yeah. This is like a 10-parter.
Yeah.
This would fly. And we're insistent. No.
Yeah.
A film that is all in one sitting.
Those investors keep turning up dead.
Yeah.
It's to that level that we're sticking to our artistic vision with this.
Yeah.
Artistic.
So how long do you think the movie actually goes for?
All up, there's like, how many sections are there?
I reckon each section's just a normal movie length, like 2 hours long.
So let's call them 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Only probably around less than 12 hours.
Okay.
Probably.
That's all right. I think that's still short enough to be like an avant-garde film.
What was that one? The Russian one? Ark or something like that?
I don't think Russian Ark's
crazy.
That long, but...
that's the one-shot
one. That's the one-shot. Is this all one-shot?
All right.
We're 11 hours into the shoot and someone got their line wrong. We got to start the whole thing again.
All right.
Bring the dinosaurs back in.
But no, yeah, an 11-hour sort of avant-garde, but popular, epic, you know, film.
Yep.
I love See You Next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's... We've done it.
Yeah.
That's See You Next Wednesday. Thank you for listening.
I really think that's what John Landis was getting at as well.
I think
when
so.
He was putting those, peppering those
that's
through.
Why he had all the different posters.
We didn't really come up with that. We just pulled it out of the ether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And John Landis, a man who allowed a man, a woman, and child to be decapitated on set. So clearly of sound mind.
Yep.
And we are also.
Thank you for listening. And now stick around as we have the world debut of the trailer. For See You Next Wednesday.
This Thursday, the cinematic event of our lifetimes comes to a theater near you. An immortal ape, an evil spider, a broken calendar.
I started this, Sandra. I accidentally invented the calendar by drawing on a cave wall millions of years ago. So I have to be the one to end it.
End what? Wednesdays? Like, I'm on board with the plan. I also hate Wednesdays because my husband died on a Wednesday, and so that makes me hate that day of the week, which is logical and understandable. But having 7 days in a week is a result of dividing the natural cycles of the Earth into smaller groups. So don't blame yourself. It's not like you came up with it out of nowhere. I guess blame the orbit of the Earth around the sun?
I'd blame a giant spider!
The film, already beloved by critics, such as the movie podcast Hollywood Phonies.
Yeah, great movie, not at all too long. Also, while I'm here, this episode is the final episode of season one of Hollywood Phonies. We really hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back very soon with another season of episodes, so stay tuned.
So that's a real announcement. That's not part of the trailer. That's genuine information.
That's right.
Not a little confusing to put it in the trailer at the end?
Don't know, don't care. See you soon, suckers!
Wow. So cool.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.